the reason why it's so important is essentially because all these things that mean dignity are taken away from people once they have a mental health problem. People are put into inpatient mental health facilities in many countries around the world, and they're exposed to very inhuman and degrading treatment in those facilities. Often there's violence, sexual abuse, people are restrained. They're left to live in very unsanitary conditions, and people are given very disempowering messages about their lives, that essentially there is no hope, which takes away their dignity and human rights.
One of the major stories that we're hearing quite a lot about at the present time is the plight of millions of refugees and the migrants around the world. What are some of the particular mental health needs of those folks, and thinking in particular about the children?
There are huge challenges. I mean, people are leaving their country because they've been exposed to extremely difficult situations. They may have witnessed a lot of violence going on and bombs. There's a lot of fear around. Their lives have been basically have become intolerable. A lot of people have lost family members as well. And the children, of course, are suffering because they don't know, you know, all this is happening, and children need a very secure environment in order to thrive. So essentially you have children and adults who are forced to leave their home situation and go to a new country where they don't have the support networks in place, where they're being traumatized, and where basically they've lost a big part of their life. So these are the huge mental health issues that need to be addressed in this situation.
And beyond refugees and migrants, what are some of the other groups that you're seeing worldwide that are facing particular challenges in relation to mental health?
Wherever you see, you know, groups that are marginalized in society, so you see that happening a lot with older people, people with dementia. You see it happening when children are being placed in institutions, in orphanages, people with disabilities. It's very often the sort of vulnerable and marginalized groups that are going to experience important issues around mental health and dignity.